Radio. You listen to me 4 to 7 Sunday, San Francisco.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The man accused of trying to blow up a Detroit-bound plane on Christmas Day has had his first day in court.
It went very well. He was dressed in an untucked white T-shirt, khaki pants. He had sort of a dazed, impassive look to him. Sort of slack-jawed, no real emotion showing on his face.
ABC's Reynolds Holding describing the Nigerian who said through his attorneys that he is innocent.
It went very quickly in the Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab case. He pleaded not guilty to the charges against him.
Outside the federal courthouse in Detroit, Islamic protesters held signs reading death to terrorists, Muslims love Americans. The man running New York City on September 11th is criticizing the Obama administration's track record on terrorism. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more on what Rudy Giuliani is saying.
We are now joined by the former New York mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
On Good Morning America, the former New York City mayor asserted,
"We had no domestic attacks under Bush. We've had one under Obama."
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs asked, "What about 9/11?
Interesting that the mayor of New York had forgotten that.
A Giuliani spokesman clarified, saying the former mayor was referring to attacks on our soil post 9/11. The spokesman also says Giuliani wasn't referring to the Christmas Day plot, but rather the attack on Fort Hood. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
An AirTran flight from Atlanta to San Francisco was diverted to Colorado Springs today, but ABC's Scott Harrison says it wasn't because of suspected terrorism. It was because of alcohol.
We're told the passenger was drunk, started to become unruly, and then locked himself in the plane's bathroom. So AirTran's policy in that situation is land at the nearest airport and take care of the situation.
French officials say they will set up full body scanners at Charles de Gaulle Airport on an experimental basis. They'll be used on flights headed to the United States. Just before the close, the Dow was up 4 points, NASDAQ up 15. You're listening to ABC News.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Mom knew I needed calcium from day one. Turns out Mom was right. Because today, 80% of us don't get enough calcium from our food. And when we don't, our bodies can steal it from our bones. Caltrate, with advanced levels of vitamin D to help optimize calcium absorption, can help replenish the calcium we need. Which is why now I'm not just telling you, I'm telling my daughters, my sisters, my best friend's sisters, my aunts. Give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
The Labor Department says 85,000 jobs were lost last month, and the unemployment rate remains at 10%. ABC's Betsy Stark.
Well, this was a surprise, and not one of those good surprises. Most economists were expecting the job number to be unchanged or to lose maybe 10,000 jobs last month. And instead, we saw 85,000 jobs lost, compared to 750,000 jobs lost at the beginning of last year. This is a small number, but we need to create at least a couple of 100,000 jobs a month if we want to start making a dent in that unemployment rate.
The AP is reporting the district attorney will seek involuntary manslaughter charges against the doctor who was treating Michael Jackson at the time of his death. If you like to fly Virgin Airlines, you'll like this news.
Under U.S. law, domestic airlines have to be 75% controlled by U.S. citizens. Some airlines, especially Alaska Air, had been complaining that Virgin America didn't meet that requirement and was being controlled out of Britain. The federal government investigated and has ruled Virgin America is under control of U.S. citizens and can keep flying.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Friends of the National Zoo will host a farewell to Taishan party at the end of the month before the four-year-old giant panda is sent to China. Panda fans will be able to write goodbye cards and wish the panda farewell. The agreement that brought Taishan's mother and father to Washington stipulated that any panda offspring be returned to China for breeding. This is ABC News.
Today, it's so important. How can you tell if you or someone in your family has come down with the flu? Early symptoms to look for include body aches and fever. What medicine should you take to relieve these symptoms? The fact is, Advil not only relieves the body aches and pains that can come with the flu, it also reduces fever fast. Next time you get the flu, trust Advil. Get more flu facts at Advil.com. Relief doesn't get any better than this.
Advil.
Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Another quake in the Milpitas area. This one was a 3.8, a day after the 4.1 that had people talking.
I heard like two big rattles on my window.
I thought it was the bus, but I could feel the house shaking. And we felt two sharp jerks, similar to yesterday.
No cameras will be allowed to roll at the relocated murder trial of a former BART police officer. It was Johannes Meserle's first appearance in a Los Angeles courtroom. It's the lowest general fund spending plan for California in 6 years. The governor unveiled the first version that contains billions of dollars in cuts, mostly from Health and Human Services. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In San Jose, northbound 280 before 880, it's a crash in the clearing stages, but you're slow from Race Street. 10-minute system-wide delays for BART. They're still doing inspections of the tracks from that earthquake. Check out the McDonald's dollar menu with sandwiches like the McDouble and McChicken and that just added small coffee. All just a buck each all day long. Prices and participation may vary. And now I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon. Dense fog for tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny for your Saturday afternoon. It's 48 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's open up with car shows and the Consumer Electronics Show. You'll see where I'm going in a second with this. All kinds of new goodies for you, but for your car, like 10-inch screens, high-def videos, 3D maps, web pages, etc. Yes, the first wave of these infotainment systems, as the car industry calls them, are going to hit the market this year, and not only in the high-end cars. Now, you know, built-in navigation systems are a little de rigueur right now, but you ever think about, everybody figures, oh, that's a good thing, but think of the other things you can do in these systems so I can take you to the next step with this. For instance, one in my car, I push a button, it gives me restaurant reviews, where the restaurant is, you can see the covers of music albums, information about who's playing. And so this has all gotten swept under the rug underneath the cell phone debate, which is really turning into no debate at all, even though there are states, California included, where you can talk on a handheld phone, but you can talk on an in-car system. Now, you please tell me, show me some data which shows any difference between a handheld or hands-free phone. There is none. It frightens me. Something a fifth grader can figure out that politicians can't. It's the same old theme here, and yet I'd like a politician to call up this program who voted for these laws and tell me what was the data upon which they based their opinion. Study after study shows that talking on the phone is a thing that's distracting, but by the same token, so many other things are distracting in cars and nobody wants to talk about that. You know, like radio. Billboards, that's actually the most distracting thing there is. Are car manufacturers as deaf to this debate about distracted driving? Where are we going to go with this? For instance, current system here, the reporter who's writing this for the Times, is on his way to Madison Square Garden for a basketball game. Well, you finger scribble the word Nix in this particular car system. It's a current automobile on the market. You'll get the Wikipedia entry on the arena. You'll get photos, reviews of nearby restaurants, animations of how to get there, etc., etc. All things that are, you know, distracting. Let's see. Ford. I'm not going to get left out. Car coming up tomorrow, I think they're revealing this new Ford with a 4.2-inch color screen to the left of the speedometer, which is a different placement. Information about the car, the fuel level. Companion screen to the right shows things like the name of a cell phone caller, the title of a digital song file being played, an 8-inch touchscreen tops the central console displaying things like control panels and when the car is not moving, web pages, etc. System has Wi-Fi capability, two USB ports, a place to plug in a keyboard, and, you know, your car's got it like a standard PC. Motorists face a much greater crash risk on looking at any kind of a screen, even if it's a simple GPS map. But by the same token, what's the difference between a screen and the dial you currently have on your car to play DVDs or radios, etc.? Ford and Audi say they've extensively tested and tweaked their systems to cut down the amount of time drivers spend looking at the screens, and I don't doubt it. I got a thing in my car that I think is very good at that. When I need something, I don't have to look. I can put my hand down the console, and I can feel it, and I know how to twist this thing. And there is a screen I've got to look at. But you do that when you look at, you know, your speed, your RPMs. Do I have gas? So I'm a little wary of drawing really hard and fast lines in the sand because there really are none. All right? Now, while we are just loving all the new techie gadgets in our cars, doctors are not jumping on board. This is a piece about, are doctors ready for virtual visits? And we've been promoting telemedicine for a while, video conferencing, data transfer through the internet and phones to connect doctors to patients who may be far away, but doctors are resisting. And I kind of like the idea, maybe because it's partially what I do here. This is telemedicine in a way, isn't it? I can't touch you. You can't see me. And, of course, telemedicine has the potential to improve quality of care by allowing clinicians in one control center to monitor and consult, even care for and perform procedures on patients in other locations. A rural primary care practitioner sees a patient with a rare skin thing, right? Can get an expert consultation from a dermatologist hundreds of miles away. That's got to be efficient. A hospital unable to staff its own ICU with a single critical care specialist can have several experts monitoring their patients remotely 24 hours a day. Well, they've tried this, where they have real experts monitoring people in an ICU, you know, who say, could you turn the respirator down a little bit, Harry? And it happens. But nurses and doctors hated it. They really felt like someone was looking over their shoulder. And I understand the feeling. I definitely understand the feeling. An extra set of eyes, though, ought to be good. Or there's that old saying, too many cooks spoil the broth. And despite the seemingly obvious advantages, and the patients, by the way, loved it, the majority of doctors in the study chose to have as little remote involvement for their patients as possible. Many were worried about telemedicine's effect on their relationship with patients and that it might adversely affect care. And once again, nurses resisted as much. Some nurses felt someone's looking over their shoulders all the time, and they just didn't like it. And I guess you have to say that the autonomy that once was part and partial of the medical profession is gone. When I first got into medicine, doctors were autonomous. We did what we wanted. We ordered the tests we wanted to. We did the treatments we wanted to. We didn't look over our shoulders, didn't have to call some idiot at an insurance company to tell me whether I could or couldn't prescribe a treatment for you or do an operation. And this autonomy, I guess, with all this oversight, is going bye-bye. Now, U.S. health officials, as part of all the new healthcare stuff, releasing standards for electronic medical records, seeking to, of course, spur the technology to cut health costs and reduce medical errors. I have to say, though, the data I've seen so far in studies that have used electronic records, they have not reduced errors, and they have not reduced costs, partially because it's very expensive to start it all up, and also because we're not used to it. I can't imagine how, but then I thought to myself, think computer. Perfect? No. Very frustrating. They make mistakes. They go down. Lots. So I guess I can understand with something as complex and huge as healthcare, people might be a little skeptical. And here's a piece, a review of 4,000 hospitals found that while many have moved into e-records, administrative costs have risen even among the most high-tech institutions. And there's a $19 billion incentive bill as part of our economic stimulus package out there for all this. Administrative costs increased from 2003 to 2007 when facilities computerized, and they have yet to be proven more efficient because the commercial marketplace does not favor optimal products. So I think that's all temporary. And tracking the quality of care delivered in cases of heart attacks, electronic records definitely made it easier. And whether that's translated into improving health for you is another deal. By the way, we talked about the Swedish study where they looked at every patient in Sweden for the last couple of decades and looked at rates of brain tumors. There's no increase in the rate of brain tumors when cell phones came on the market. So here's a caller to our a listener to our program. Ed, thanks for all the work. And looked at accident statistics. and found that, you know, you would, if you take everything at face value, you would figure that in the mid-90s, when cell phones became ubiquitous, we would have seen an uptick in the number of traffic fatalities and accidents. Nope. No change in the number of fatal crashes. Now, it's possible that if Ed were able to dig into this even more deeply, they might find that, well, there's a great decrease in the number of people driving drunk, and that made up for the increase in accidents due to people using cell phones. Nevertheless, you still, with all the hullabaloo and screaming and hollering, you'd expect to see something, right? Something that showed increased rate of accidents. Now, what would you think if you can? Let's for a second do this little thought experiment. We're going to open a museum here. It's going to be called the Erotic Heritage Museum. And let's see, where are we going to put it? Let's go to the TNA capital of the world, Las Vegas. All right. And in this museum is a mural. It's a very cartoony looking. I mean, okay, I'll call it a painting. And yes, there are two female characters in this thing, and they have been made to put pasties on this because there is, that's right, in Las Vegas, a code that bans visible areola of the female breast. What do you think? It is curious, according to this one blogger, that an area like Las Vegas, known for its regulated sex industry and what happens here stays here mindset, can market sex for financial gain, but sexual dialogue and public art is not welcome. And it's at the Erotic Heritage Museum. It goes on and on and on. And then, of course, they list all these famous paintings, you know, the Botticellis, the Michelangelos, goes on and on and on with pasties on them. And I do, and that was public art in its day. If you think about it, there wasn't any sign that said, be careful, don't show this to children. You know, Venus on the half shell. You can't show that to children. There's a breast peeking out. So I just always find it very, very, very strange. The hypocrisy, I guess, right? Officials, to us, get the swine flu shot now while you can. You know, there was a third wave in 57, and we don't want that to happen now. Plus, we expect this virus may be around. Next flu season, you'll be protective. And the last time we blew the all-clear whistle in 57, we didn't encourage flu shots, which were less purified and rare than today. There was a substantial wave of deaths in March of 1958. So that's the word from the man. This is also an important issue. It talks about the number of doctors we have. Does the world need more doctors? Is it a good thing to train more of them? There is legislation. The final vote hasn't happened yet. It's part of the health care package to add 15,000 medical residency slots to the already 100,000 residency. That takes a lot of funding through Medicare. And it would seem to make sense, more doctors, lower costs, more access. It's not true. It's the opposite. It does the opposite. The number of doctors in relation to the number of Americans has risen by about 30% in the last 20 years. Yet, in many parts of the country, more doctors simply means more doctors, not better access for patients, not better communication among a patient's healthcare provider, not better results. The truth is, places with the highest number of doctors per capita deliver lower quality care at a higher cost. The opposite of everything you learned in Economics 101. The U.S. may not need more doctors. What we need is more primary care doctors to reclaim their central role in delivery of medicine. And Congress designating new residency slots for family practice might help, but there are plenty of residency openings already. They go unfilled. Why is Congress doing this? Right now, at the end of the residency match, which is happening this week, there are many, many unfilled primary care residencies, so we don't need more of them. And here's a quote. This is not me, but you've heard it from me many times. The national problem is that primary care doctors are leaving their practices in droves, driven out by their low pay relative to that of specialists, their long hours, the mountains of paperwork. Some of them go to work in emergency rooms or hospitals. Others become specialists. And many simply abandon medicine. And, of course, increasing the number of residency slots mean we continue to rob other nations of their doctors. More than one quarter of American residencies are filled by graduates of foreign medical schools, more than half of them from poor countries. And they train here. What do you think they're going to do? They stay here. All right? What can I tell you? Some of the things they do in Washington, it just amazes me. And I've learned that rather than say, what were they thinking? They're thinking something, of course. They're thinking, you know, of who's lining their pockets, of who's lobbying them, of who their constituency is. And so it doesn't often lead to the best decisions that we, the people, demand and deserve and should have. All right, you ready? Funny, we were talking about aliens yesterday. Friends, here is a new alien life form. It is incredible. This life form does not have DNA. It doesn't do it like we do it. And it is capable of evolving. We are seeing evolution in this alien life form. You're going to love this one. I'm being straight with you, by the way. I'm not kidding. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeATHome.com.
With me today is motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.
It's a good workout.
And he even cooks by candle heat.
The scented ones give great flavor.
But you don't have to be like Dan, because GEICO makes it easy to save on motorcycle insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Could the dollar be losing its status as the world's preeminent currency? Could our debts and deficits be destroying the dollar the way debts and deficits have destroyed currencies throughout history? Some experts are convinced it is. That's why smart Americans are turning to gold. For years, gold's been a haven for those seeking safety and liquidity. Gold has been real money for 5,000 years, and it will be real money long after the dollar is a footnote in history. Don't wait. Call the experts at ITM Trading and get some gold today. 1-888-OWN Gold. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Since July 2001, the dollar's lost over 37% to its most recent low. During that same period, gold went up over 284%. With our government spending trillions more in stimulus now than it was then, experts say the dollar will be devastated. Don't wait. Call ITM Trading today at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Ask for their free information packet to get started. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Past performance is not an indication of future results.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7190. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7190. That's 1-800-580-7190. 1-800-580-7190.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
I'm
doing fine, Doctor.
Good.
Well, I have a suggestion for the manufacturers that include all the stuff in their cars that you do with the touch screen and everything else. Have a motion sensor. When the car is moving, you can't do any of that stuff. But there should be exceptions for people that can truly multitask, such as myself. I've been professionally trained. I'm an instrument pilot. That means I can fly the plane by sole reference to the instruments, change radio frequencies, adjust throttle, put down the landing gear, all at the same time. So I should be allowed to do that.
Well, let's talk about it. Methinks there's much truth in jest. It is funny when you talk about pilots. They do keep track of a lot of stuff. It's just when you're in the air, as you know, you don't have a quarter of a second to, I mean, you do, of course, and during landing and takeoff, quarter second to have to make up your mind about what you're going to do. But your idea, first of all, is played out in a lot of the cars. It will first put up on the screen a little disclaimer, so you can't sue the manufacturer. It says, you understand traffic conditions may dictate you can't. Every car manufacturer is different. You press it, I agree, and then it puts up the screen. A lot of the systems that we've been talking about, like if you have a video player in your car, it will not, it will only work in the back seat. Or a lot of the systems, you have to stop the car so it knows when the car is moving. For some of the systems, not all of them. The to go all the way with that would be quite an interesting proposal. It would so easily solve all the problems. And yet, you know me, I'm always thinking of the unexpected consequences. So let's, you know, let's take it to the next step. If indeed you had to stop to use your cell phone or to use any of the stuff in the car, I'm imagining more mayhem from people saying, oh, I have to stop, slamming on their brakes in the middle of the freeway and trying to do a three-lane crossover to get off the freeway to answer the call from Aunt Betty. So I don't know how it would play out. And certainly a lot of roads, it would be dangerous to pull over. They're not designed. The shoulders are built for accidents and for emergencies and things like that. So while it is a simple, simple proposal, John, though I sense tongue-in-cheek, although you and I think, would we should be allowed to be exceptions, because I have to sit here and do a radio show while Heather's talking to me in my ear. See, now that's, you can do that. You can do anything. That is the true meaning of multitasking, my friend. But if there's a simple proposal like that, I'd be interested to see what will happen if someone flew that by the manufacturers and see, or the public, and see what happens, right? All right. Let's talk to Connie. How you doing, Connie?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a slightly funny question. We all know how a belly button looks like on the outside, but I have always wondered, how does it look inside? Is there...
What does it look like from the inside? That's a view most of us have never had. I could tell you a funny story. It would get my wife so mad at me for telling the story. But it has to do with the fact that during colonoscopy, they can do a U-turn with that thing and look back towards your opening from the inside. That's also a view most people have never had of their you-know-what from the inside. The inside of a belly button, you know, sometimes there's a little dimple. That tells you how belly button hernias form, because that little dimple can get bigger and bigger, because certainly during fetal life, there are a couple of big blood vessels that are coming through there and attached, and they atrophy, and they don't leave much of, they don't leave much behind. Some people, you can see a little streak or a little bit of a little minor, what looks like scar tissue. But other than that, it would be smooth like the inside. I guess I'd have to say, can you imagine what the inside of your abdominal cavity looks like? Because it's covered with a thin, shiny, clear layer. In most body cavities are, and then underneath, you know, that might be, you know, a little fat, but you'd see muscle tissue, et cetera. So you might see some changes in the contour, you know, a little dimple, a little that. And other than that, some people actually have those blood vessels kind of persist. They can hang off in a little, it is technically a ligament type deal that hangs off that bottom part of the belly. But in general, you wouldn't know anything was there on the outside. Certainly not as interesting. It's definitely not as cute on the inside as it is on the outside. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about a new alien life form, some interesting research on it. It's going to blow your mind. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The state budget proposed by the governor today includes almost $3 billion in cuts to social services. It anticipates $2 billion in help from the federal government. The South Bay today had its second noticeable earthquake in a week. Today's registered 3.8. The Los Angeles judge, now hearing the Johannes Messerli trial, today decided not to allow cameras in the courtroom and not to lift the gag order in the case. Michael Jackson's doctor will face charges of involuntary manslaughter in the death of the entertainer. And bad weather in Colorado means freight trains are delayed. Amtrak trains are canceled. The train from the Bay Area will stop in Denver, says Amtrak, and then passengers will take a bus. This is KGO.
When you want to talk to someone, you just pick up the phone and dial. But what if it weren't that easy? Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I'm excited to tell you about the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP. If you or someone you know has trouble seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering, CTAP has specialized phones available at no cost to you. These phones flash for incoming calls, turn up the outgoing volume, have big buttons for easier viewing, remember numbers, and more. To learn more about this program, call CTAP at 800-806-1191. My mom had Alzheimer's disease, so I know what a difference these phones can make in keeping people connected to those we love. There's no cost, no obligation, age, or income requirement for this state program. To download your certification form, visit ddtp.org or call CTAP at 800-806-1191. The number again, 800-806-1191. Communicate your way.
If you're taking Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, don't forget why you started taking it in the first place. You spoke to your doctor about your cholesterol, and after considering your medical history and risk factors, your doctor recommended Lipitor, and it must have been for many good reasons. Lipitor has been shown to lower bad cholesterol 39 to 60% when diet and exercise are not enough. Average effect depends on dose, and Lipitor is backed by over 17 years of research. Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect. There is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. If you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Cooking Light magazine.
I'm concerned that our country may be headed toward high inflation and that the results could be devastating to American investors. Increased government spending may lead to a lower dollar. And in the last few months, we've seen the dollar fall. I buy gold because I'm worried that government spending is out of control. I buy my gold from Goldline. You can call Goldline for a free investor kit that explains why diversifying your portfolio with gold may be right for you and why Goldline is the choice of so many investors. Isn't it time you consider gold as part of your investments? The people at Goldline will explain how easy it is for you to buy gold that's delivered directly to you. Find out how you can receive free shipping on your first order. Call Goldline at 800-556-4653. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. 800-556-4653. Get the information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you and you'll receive the American Advisor newsletter with the free investor kit. Call Goldline today at 800-556-GOLD. That's 800-556-4653.
Make it a new year to remember with KB Home. You'll find amazing prices and great value at communities throughout Northern California. Hurry out the weekend of January 9th and 10th and receive a $10 gift card when you complete a registration and meet with a KB Home community expert. Plus, you can enter to win a new big screen TV just in time for the big game. Come find a home you'll love. Learn more at kbhome.com today. No purchase necessary. Gift cards while supplies last and limit one per family. TV ARVs $800. Sweepstakes ends January 10th. At Papa Murphy's, some things will never change, like their commitment to quality ingredients, the best value, and great customer service. Get a Papa Murphy's Chicken Bacon Artichoke Delight for just $8.99. Handmade, home-baked. That's Papa Murphy's.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk about alien life. The story of these things is quite interesting because these critters, they are not bacteria. They are not viruses. They're not parasites. They are not living in the sense that we know living things to be. They're called prions. And there are about 20 different brain diseases in humans and animals caused by these things, including mad cow disease and Creutzfeldt-Jakob, Kuru, etc. So they are proteins, just proteins. Well, they've taken them from brain cells and other cells in culture and observed that these prions will adapt to their new cellular environment and they will outcompete other prions who are adapted to brains, and they have no DNA, and they obey all the Darwinian patterns, evolutionary patterns, are universally active in these, what are they, these things? In viruses, of course, it's a mutation that changes the DNA that leads to resistance and changes. Now this adaptability has moved the level down to simple proteins and how they fold. It's clear you just don't need DNA or RNA for the process of evolution. This is very, very detailed and esoteric cellular research, but it's nevertheless fascinating. If we, you know, were examining a meteorite and we found this on it, we would claim that we have found alien life at last. And yet here it is right under our noses. And just amazing, amazing stuff. All right, let's talk to Len. How you doing, Len?
I just wanted to propose a possible solution to the complexity of the automobile, and that is the manufacturers can be held liable in a court of law if they can be found to contribute to the complexity and, you know, the problems associated with driving a car.
Well, how do you... In other words, let's take a step back, Len. I know, and you know, we all know, and there have been times, yes, I have done it, when I have looked away from the road to peer at a whole variety of things that happen in a car. Simple things like you drop something. Why do I insist on finding that thing I dropped, you know, at 60 miles an hour on the highway? I can't wait till I pull over. That's my responsibility. That's my personality. But I have looked, for instance, I have, XM and Sirius Radio in my car, and there's all kinds of cool stuff. You know, you can scan all these categories, you see who's playing, blah, blah, blah. I have been looking at that when I've been taken by surprise and looked up and said, uh-oh, that is bad news. Other, you know, measuring devices on cars, how much gas you have, odometer, speedometer, all these things. So I'm just not sure how would we divide that world. And in other words, you don't really need to know how many RPMs your engine's going. I mean, if you're an automobile enthusiast, it's essential. But, you know, I guess it lets you know the car's running. So I don't know where to draw the line. That's my problem with this. And I think that if you could find the manufacturers putting stuff in cars that they know, and this is a history of this kind of litigation, that they know contributes to accidents, then they could get themselves in trouble. But how can they know that? What do we expect them to do? Install this in 200,000 cars, give the cars away for free and study and see what happens? It's a very, very difficult area because the manufacturers are going after the profit motives. They're trying to make the coolest stuff because they know we'll all fall for it. And so I think that even the things that have been in automobiles since the beginning, many of those things are distracting. Listen, I think the billboard is the most distracting thing going, and there's research to show billboards are just as distracting as all this other stuff. Yeah, we want to try and ban billboards to see if you get your congressman to vote for that. So we are facing a difficult time with this. I think it's going to be a moot point. It's kind of like GPS systems. Once upon a time, you could only get them in your car. And now your cell phones have a GPS system. So all this technology will be available to us in our pockets anyway. And you could say that if it's in your pocket and you're looking at it, that's even worse than looking at it on a car dashboard where at least it's integrated and made to be unobtrusive and designed to be controllable without having a look. In other words, as I said, in my car, I can reach in the console and I can manipulate the little mouse thing there and I can, you know, do all that without at least looking where my hand is going. I still have to look at a screen to get the information. So, Len, I think you're right in a sense that this is going to be where we're going to go with this, and yet how far we'll get, I don't know, and I fear that they'll come up with dumb legislation, just like they have so many times for so many other issues, and in the end, I don't know. I mean, my car still gets me from point A to point B without all this stuff, right? All right, let's talk to George. How you doing, George?
Good afternoon, Dr. Dean. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Dr. Dean, I'm caring for an elderly parent with Alzheimer's, and I'm discovering that many physicians won't accept Medicare at all, or either that or they won't accept the standard Medicare assignment. And so I was surprised to hear you say earlier today that many physicians in the residency are paid for by Medicare. The residency is paid for by Medicare U.S. taxpayer dollars. So I'm wondering if a physician in training and is paid for by Medicare is required to accept Medicare after when they begin their practice.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think I probably spoke a little inaccurate. It's not that your issue isn't the really critical, important one. I'm glad you brought it up because not a lot of people are aware of this. I think what Medicare does, it subsidizes simply because residents are cheaper than regular doctors. They treat a lot of patients, so I think they subsidize residency programs. When a doctor finishes training, they're evidently allowed to do what they want, go practice where they want, etc. Now, here's the deal with Medicare. And it is amazing to me how many doctors take Medicare. Medicare will pay you 20 cents on the dollar. They are very, very cheap. A lot of doctors just figure, I just may as well go for it and do it. A lot of doctors say, I want nothing to do with it. And I can't reconcile the two. I don't know what you do for a living. And if you were a plumber or you were whatever, and then all of a sudden a government program came along and said they're going to pay you 20 cents on a dollar, why would you go answer a call? That's a, you know, Medicare plumbing situation when you could go deal with a private customer who pay you what you're worth and what you've earned. So that's a big part of the issue. Now, they, as an, you know, the new healthcare deal, part of the proposals, which I don't think is going to stick, is that they extend Medicare down to 55. They got a lot of pushback. You know, the AMA is behind the plan that came out of that's come out of the Senate. No, they were behind the House version. The Senate, there's some question about. We see, we just don't know how it's going to be resolved. But the point is, the AMA was behind a lot of this stuff. And then when it came down to extending Medicare, they said, no, you know, our members deserve to make a reasonable living. And listen, doctor fees are not the biggest part of the problem here. They are not, truthfully, they're not. You could cut every doctor's salary in half. You wouldn't see a penny, a dime difference in health care costs, really. Because there's so many different ways that what doctors do add up to the big tab. In other words, how we prescribe, the tests that we order that you don't need, the fear we have of getting sued, the competition, the, you know, Wild West atmosphere in some places. And doctors themselves are divided between doctors who like to take advantage of this and figure it's their rights, free country, capitalism, etc. So my heart goes out to you. I think your situation, here you are trying to take care of an elderly parent, with a terrible disease, and the system is designed such that doctors who have pledged to take care of your parent via the oath that they took are so upset and turned off by what they're being offered. And I don't think most people begrudge physicians their salaries. We work really, really hard for it. You don't begrudge a ball player the $10 million to stuff around thing through a hoop, right? We don't begrudge the CEOs and the lawyers and the politicians and all of them. And that is not the issue. It's a wonderful place we live in where we can aspire to this kind of stature. So I'm glad you called and put the issue out there because people need to understand it. It ain't good. It's not right. I agree with you. But whose responsibility is it to fix it? I guess that's what I'm turning towards. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
It's Macy's first one-day sale of the year, Saturday, with a preview day Friday, with morning specials until 1 p.m. Down coats for her, $59.99. Men's clearance dress shirts and ties, $9.99. Half-carat diamond hoops, only $49.99. Entire stock of four-piece comforter sets, now $29.99. Take 40% off coffee, tea, and espresso makers. Morning specials until 1 p.m. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Food for thought from farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
I need pain relief that won't mess with my grip.
The new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator. Powerful, targeted, long-lasting pain relief now in a roll-on applicator. No mess, just maximum strength medicine for back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. Massages in icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away.
Wherever I hurt, wherever I go.
Stop pain right at the source with the new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator.
No pain, no mess.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hello, radio listener. You know, people say the nicest things about Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, it's filling and delicious. It's a good source of protein. It would be perfect if it had all white meat chicken. Well, now it's perfect. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup still has everything you love, and now all white meat chicken. And what's even perfecter, if that were a word, Campbell's Chunky will give you $5. Yes, $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky Soup, satisfying and nutritious.
Planning a weekend on the slopes? Check with KGO first. Our website has comprehensive snow reports from all Western ski resorts. And now you can even sign up for text alerts from your favorite resorts. Sponsored by Amici's East Coast Pizzeria at the Nuttree Village in Vacaville. Standard text messaging rates apply. Check out our ski and snowboard reports and text alerts at KGORadio.com/snow or text KGO Snow to 68255. Text KGO Snow to 68255.
Hi, everybody. I think I better put up a Facebook page. I could be a single divorced male very soon. My wife got wind of the beginning of, I'm about to tell the story of her colonoscopy. I got a shaking of the finger and a warning, and I will not tell the story of her colonoscopy, lest I wind up my latter years single. Okay, it's a good one, too. It's really funny. I'll sneak it in someday. All right, let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Thanks for taking the call. Listen to you all the time and love your practical approach.
Thank you.
The question is, my wife is taking a trip to South America. She'll be in Colombia and Peru, Ecuador, Chile, Panama, on and off the ship.
Wow. Is she taking you?
No, actually, I do other things. She likes to travel. I do a lot of fishing and hiking and hunting and things like that.
Yeah, boating. Sure, Bob. Okay, that's fine. We'll buy,
we do
we'll
our
buy
things
it.
Together, but we also have our separate things.
Good.
She is wondering what types of immunizations she should get. She can't seem to get an answer from her doctor without.
Yes, you won't. Yeah, you won't, because most of us, most clinical physicians are not up on what the recommended vaccinations are. You can even call the consulates of countries you're going to visit. They won't have it. Even the CDC can be weak and not up to date. But that's the best place to start is CDC.gov. And then I would tell you the truth, what I have done in the past, and I've been very satisfied, because she's going to a bunch of places, different geographical zones. Sounds like she'll be in places where malaria is going to be an issue, places where hepatitis would be an issue. And there's a long list of possible vaccines, and there's a short list of absolutely essential. And I would go to one of these travel clinics, and I've done that, and the service is great. They are totally up on what's needed, and they have everything in stock. I mean, your physician is not going to have a yellow fever vaccine, not going to have all kinds of things. It just is not practical to carry in your in your refrigerator all the vaccines that could possibly be necessary in the places you might want to travel in the world. So the practice of travel medicine is actually called emporiatrics. And you don't see that word used a lot, but emporiatricians, it isn't common, but every area has them. And sometimes they're not certified. I don't even know if you can be certified in emporiatrics. I'd have to look that up. But if you see a travel clinic, you give them a call, tell them where you're going, They'll give you the recommended list, and if you want, call me back and see how that sets with me. Sometimes they overdo it. It's a good time to review your vaccinations. And, you know, when you travel, to me, there are certain fundamental things. You cannot count on the sanitation standards that we have here. I like to cover myself with your basic Hep A. You know, it's this foodborne hepatitis. While often doesn't kill you, it can take a great trip like that and turn it into a horror. So, and every country will have their, South American fairly consistent. But as you go East Coast, West Coast, South, North, you get into the Brazilian Amazon, it's going to be gonna be different. So look for a travel clinic. Start with the CDC and see what they say. And even then, if you go to your doctor, you'll have trouble finding them. Sometimes you have to go to the public health department where you live. So it isn't easy. All right, let's talk to Shelley. Dr. Edel here. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a question. My husband and I like really spicy food, hot with heat. And it seems like we've burned our taste buds out, and I wonder if that's possible. But, like, nothing else really seems to have flavor.
You've really gotten used to the hot stuff. Well, I don't think spicy foods would burn your taste buds out, but you certainly can get used to it. It's like salt. When you taper people off of their salt habits and then you give them food the way they used to like it, they will find it obnoxious and way, 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 way too salty. So I think that's probably it, but there are conditions and diseases that can destroy taste buds. They're usually kind of like dermatological diseases which cause a mucous membrane of the tongue. And that's where taste buds are. After all, hot peppers stimulate the pain fibers on your tongue. It's not a flavor. It's not really taste buds that are responding. So like painful stimuli in general, you can get used to it. You can get used to it. When you shove your arm into, the way we measure pain, you shove your arm into a ice-cold bucket of water. You put ice cubes in water and see how long you can stand it before the pain drives you crazy. We found that people can get used to increasing amounts of pain, and something that is sensuous like that and enjoyable, it may be what it is. But I think if you taper down, give it some time, your taste buds would come back. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Hey, Dad?
Hi, Mr. Briggs.
You mind if Ashley and I watch a movie in here?
Yeah, I do mind.
Maybe I should go.
What? Wait, no, don't go. Dad, can't you just watch in your room?
Sorry, once I order a movie with AT&T, I can't move.
Dad's right.
Shaquille O'Neal, are you eating my pizza?
Maybe, but you've got bigger problems.
Yeah, my dad.
With Comcast, you can start an on-demand movie in one room and finish in another. Plus, you get the most HD choices.
Thanks, Shaq.
I got your back, guys.
Shaq's got your back.
Mm-hmm. Don't settle for less with AT&T. Right now, you can get the Comcast HD Triple Play with any room on demand, including access to over 10,000 on-demand choices, all with crystal clear digital picture and sound. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com today. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Not available in all areas. Early termination fees apply. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
If you suffer from toenail fungus, start the new year with new toes. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it, because believe me, it does work.
At 800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put the creams and the gel every morning, did nothing. Well, kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment, or go to 800newtoes.com by January 31st to get an online coupon worth $50 off the regular price. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
At Safeway, we made a resolution. Low prices every day of the week. And as the new year begins, our commitment is stronger than ever. You'll see everyday low prices down every aisle on the things you use every day, like paper towels, laundry detergent, and milk. And with our fantastic club card specials, you'll find that many of the things on your list cost even less. This week, get boneless cross rib roast for only $1.79 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Sweet pink cherries are just $2.99 a pound. Selected varieties of Lean Cuisine or Eating Right meals are only $1.89 each. Must buy five or more. Selected bags of Doritos tortilla chips are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And selected varieties of Quaker instant oatmeal are buy two, get three of equal or lesser value free. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Jan. How you doing, Jan?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling for my husband. I've called you before. He has Alzheimer's, and we read about a new drink, and it's called AXONA, mm-hmm. and it's supposed to help with the brain getting enough.
Right. How advanced is he, Jan?
He's in a later stage.
Later. I tell you, Axona, it's a legitimate deal. It's a prescription drug, actually, that's supposed to provide an alternate to the sugar that the brain normally uses. And supposedly, in one study, it was helpful. It's made as a food. And this is just going to be this whole new era of putting medications in food, especially where diseases... where there are diseases where we're trying to get people to eat more. It's, as I said, it's approved. It's legitimate. The one study found some improvement in people with mild to early Alzheimer's. I would not expect it to bring a big difference to your husband's life and, of course, therefore, your life. And I wish I didn't have to say that. It's just that Alzheimer's medications right now in early stages, you can see clinical benefits. They're not huge. What we need is a breakthrough in this horrible, horrible disease, and we're dancing around it. It's just kind of interesting, the things that we are beginning to discover about Alzheimer's, and we don't have the cure. We just don't have the cure, and I want to emphasize something else. There's also a new trend with food manufacturers that just make over-the-counter foods for you and me, trying to sell you on the medicinal value of a variety of foods, and most of them are bogus. And so when legitimate medicine starts using stuff like this, people think, oh, when they go to the health food store, this must be real, and it ain't. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. That's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
The Home Depot has a 4-pack of Philips 13-watt CFL bulbs for just $3.87. That's a special buy at $4 off. Know what else is special? They're part of Home Depot's Eco Options program. Only eco-friendly products make the list, and only the best of the best are invited. So do the planet and your wallet some good. Get Philips 13-watt CFL bulbs, now just $3.87 a pack. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Welcome back to Birds of Mammoth, a guide to creatures found above Mammoth Mountain. The yellow-bellied piper, often spotted above half-pipes.
Hello, boys.
Ooh, now that looks to be the California winged cougar. It's always mating season for this furry creature. And, of course, the newest species, Horizon Air. Fly direct to Mammoth from San Jose in an hour and experience the biggest skiing in California. For introductory rates, visit mammothmountain.com and play big.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free. Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. So the guy-